KSDP, 8:30 a.m. in Sandpoint, K201DA, 88.1 FM in King Cove, KOLD, 91.9 FM in Cold Bay, KFPS, 88.1 FM in Falls Pass, and KKQA, 88.1 FM in Akutan, Alaska.
Sounds wild. Hi, I'm Riley Woodford for the Alaska Department of Fish and Game.
My friend and I are at the beach on a breezy spring morning, up in the grass above the high tide line, watching small groups of sandpipers and shorebirds running and feeding out by the water. The tide is creeping up the wide open expanse of sand, and scanning the beach with binoculars, we see a variety of birds foraging. We see bigger birds with long legs furthest out, wading belly deep in the rising water and stopping to probe the submerged sand with long, slender pointed beaks. These are godwits. I focus one, trailing behind the others, submerging his whole.
Live from NPR News in Washington, I'm Lakshmi Singh. A group of hardline Republicans dealt a setback to President Trump's domestic agenda today. They blocked the House Budget Committee from advancing the legislation of spending cuts, including to Medicaid, that they argue are not deep enough. On Truth Social, President Trump exclaimed, "We don't need grandstanders in the Republican Party." Today's outcome dampened supporters' hopes of getting the bill to the Senate by Memorial Day. A Republican congressman and former Trump cabinet member is blasting a House GOP plan to sell close to a 500,000 acres of federal public land. NPR's Kirk Sigler has the latest on the controversial proposal for the Nevada and southern Utah desert.
Montana Republican Ryan Zinke served as Secretary of the Interior during Trump 1. He recently helped start a bipartisan public lands caucus. Speaking on NPR's Here and Now, Zinke said selling off federal lands is a red line.
The fundamental idea that you're going to sell public land and somehow that's going to pay off our $36 trillion debt is folly.
Backers say the sales would give counties more flexibility for developments like housing. One of the sponsors of the amendments in the House budget bill is Utah Republican Celeste Malloy, whose district includes booming St. George, Utah. She's related to Cliven Bundy, whose family led armed standoffs over control of federal lands in the West. Kirk Sigler, NPR News, Boise.
President Trump's touting billions of dollars in new artificial intelligence deals with United Arab Emirates. NPR's Bobby Allen reports it was part of the president's Middle East tour, where he emphasized investments over foreign policy.
Qualcomm says it's developing a new global engineering center focused on AI in Abu Dhabi. Amazon said it will help boost cloud services in the country, and a new AI campus will be built aiming to make the UAE a regional hub for tech. It follows the White House celebrating another flurry of business deals in Saudi Arabia. In both cases, details remain murky, and some of the agreements had been in the works before this week's announcement. Some others predate Trump's presidency altogether. Still, Trump is taking credit. The White House said this week that Trump is, quote, the deal maker in chief. Silicon Valley executives support the agreements with the authoritarian states, hoping the oil-rich countries can help power the next wave of AI. Bobby Allen, NPR News.
NPR has learned that the Trump administration's Department of Government Efficiency, or DOGE, has attempted to assign a team to the congressional watchdog, the Government Accountability Office. However, the GAO has refused. It is an independent agency that's part of the legislative branch, in other words, Congress, not the White House. The Dow Jones Industrial Average closes up 331 points, or roughly 0.75% to end the day at 42,654. From Washington, this is NPR News. As many as 300,000 daily commuters are waiting for New Jersey's transit rail system to get back online. Unionized locomotive engineers who are demanding higher pay went on strike after midnight across the state. First time that's happened in more than 40 years. New Jersey Governor Phil Murphy blamed the disruption on the union.
It is frankly a mess of their own making, and it is a slap in the face of every commuter and worker who relies on NJ Transit.
Union leader Tom Haas begged to differ.
Let's be clear. This rests at the feet of New Jersey Transit.
Haas is the general chairman for the Brotherhood of Locomotive Engineers and Trainmen. The International Chess Federation says it deeply regrets the decision by the Taliban to suspend, ban the game of chess in Afghanistan. News of the suspension emerged this week. NPR's Zia Hadid has more.
The International Chess Federation says that it's consulting with international sports bodies to try find a constructive solution. It's unclear if one will be found. A Taliban spokesman says that chess is a form of gambling, which is forbidden in Islam. A former head of the Chess Federation shared a letter on X that he wrote to the Taliban, pleading with them to lift the ban, reminding them that chess spread through the world, through Muslim travellers. It's just the latest of many Taliban prohibitions. In swaths of the country, televisions are not allowed to broadcast images of living creatures. Music is forbidden. Women suffer the worst, banned from all aspects of public life. Dear Hadid, NPR News, Mumbai.
I'm Lakshmi Singh, NPR News, in Washington.
Support for NPR comes from NPR stations. Other contributors include Lilly Endowment, a private foundation supporting NPR's coverage of religion and spirituality, and Jarl and Pamela Mohn, focusing on civil liberties, foster youth, public radio, and the arts.
It's time now for your weather, tide predictions, and sunrise and sunset. Starting with your coastal water forecast, courtesy of the National Weather Service of Anchorage, Alaska. From Sitkanap to Castle Cape, today west winds 15 knots, seas 5 feet. Tonight, west winds 15 knots, seas 5 feet. And Saturday, variable winds 10 knots, seas 3 feet. Castle Cape to Cape Tolstoy, today southwest winds 15 knots, seas 5 feet. Tonight, southwest winds 15 knots, seas 4 feet. And Saturday, variable winds 10 knots, seas 3 feet. Cape Tolstoy to Cape Sarashef, today southwest winds 15 knots, seas 5 feet. Tonight, southwest winds 15 knots, seas 5 feet. And Saturday, variable winds 10 knots, seas 3 feet. Port Hedland and Nelson Lagoon, today southwest winds 20 knots, seas 6 feet. Tonight, southwest winds 15 knots, seas 4 feet. And Saturday, variable winds 10 knots, seas 3 feet. Nelson Lagoon to Cape Sarashef, today southwest winds 20 knots, seas 7 feet. Tonight, southwest winds 20 knots, seas 6 feet. And Saturday, southwest winds 15 knots, seas 4 feet. Your detailed forecast for the Alaska Peninsula. Today, partly sunny with highs near 45. Southwest winds 10 to 15 miles per hour with gusts as high as 20. Tonight, partly cloudy, lows around 36. Southwest winds around 10 miles an hour. And Saturday, partly sunny with highs near 45. Southwest winds around 5 miles an hour. Your tide predictions for the Popoff Island. There was a high tide at 4:14 a.m. at 7 foot, a low at 11:42, a minus tide of 9 inches, a high at 6:48 at 4 foot, 11 inches, and a low at 10:56 at 3 feet, 7 inches. Your sun rose at 6:29 this morning and your sun will set at 10:47, bringing us up to 16 hours and 18 minutes of daylight hours. And that was your weather, tide predictions, and sunrise and sunset here on KSDP and KAEB. I am Amy Mack. Thanks for listening and have a great day.
Right in the ghetto, with my face in the cement, heard the last moan of a boxer, seen the massacre of the innocent, held around for the light switch, held around for her face, been treated like a farm animal. death wouldn't come back to haunt me. Finally had to give her up. That's the time she began to want me. But I know God has mercy. I never was slandered and humiliated. I'd have done anything for that woman if she'd only made me feel obligated. West of the Jordan, east of the Rock of Gibraltar. I see the turning of the page, curtain rising on a new age. See the groom still waiting at the altar. Put your hand on my head, baby. Do I have a temperature? I see people who's supposed to know better standing around like furniture. There's a wall between you. What you want, you got to leave it. Tonight you got the power to take it. Tomorrow you won't have the power to keep it. West of the Jordan, east of the Rock of Gibraltar. I see the turning of the page. January, she could be respectably married or running a whorehouse in Buenos Aires. West of the Jordan, east of the Rock of Gibraltar. I see the turning of the page, heading rising on a new age. See the groom still waiting at the altar.
Used to stand. Before that they put up a bowling alley on the site that used to be the local pally. That's where the big band used to come and play. My sister went there on a Saturday. Come dancing, all our boyfriends used to come and call. Why not come dancing? It's only natural. Saturday, another date. She would be ready, but she'd always make him wait. In the hallway, in anticipation. He didn't know the night would end up in frustration. He'd end up blowing all his wages for the week, or for a cuddle and a peck on the cheek. Come dancing, that's how they did it when I was just a kid. And when they said come dancing, my sister always did. Sister should have come in at midnight, and my mom would always sit up and wait. It always ended up in a big row when my sister used to get home late. Out of my window I could see them in the moonlight, two silhouettes saying goodnight by the garden gate. The day they knocked down the party, my sister stood and cried. The day they knocked down the party, part of my childhood died, just died. There's a car park where the pally used to stand.
My sister's married and she lives on an estate. Her daughters go out, now it's her turn to wait. She knows they get away with things she never could, but if I asked her, I wonder if she would. I'm dancing. Come on, sister, have yourself a ball. Don't be afraid to come dancing. It's only natural.
You down. Oh, the rain falls hard on a humdrum town. This town has dragged you down.
No, no.
And everybody's got to live their life. And God knows I've got to live mine. God knows I've got to live mine.
Fiber Plus Internet is now available in Sandpoint and King Cove. GCI offers high-speed internet in your community at the same plans and pricing as in Anchorage. More information is available at gci.com/internet.
each and every heart, it seems, is bounded by a world of dreams. Each and every rising sun is greeted by a lonely one. Oh, won't you tell me again? Oh, can you feel it? Oh, won't you tell me again? Can you hear the spirit calling as it's carried across the waves? You're already falling, it's calling you back to face the music and the song that is coming through. You're already falling, the one that is calling is you. Make a promise, take a vow, and trust your feelings, it's easy now. Understand the voice within, and feel a change already beginning. Oh, won't you tell me again? Oh, can you feel it? Oh, won't you tell me again tonight? Every heart, it seems, is bounded by a world of dreams.
pipe dreams in her head and very little money in her hands. Some are black and some are white, and they ain't too proud to sleep on the floor tonight. The blind faith in Jesus, you know that they just might. Rockin' in the USA.
See how they light your way tonight. See.
Welcome to KSDP's Senior Spotlight Special, where we will be showcasing seniors from around the district. This special will be on Sandpoint School's Rowdy Tripp. Rowdy William Tripp was born September 5th, 2006 in Anchorage, Alaska. He is described by his parents as being handsome and athletic, and he is described as a smart and talented student. His favorite memory of high school was regionals in New Stew. The best advice he has for a successful high school career is to focus on getting good grades. Rowdy would like to thank Amy Eubank for always helping fundraising for all the activities throughout the years. He plans to go fishing after he graduates and attend college in the fall. Rowdy Tripp, we're proud of you, and on behalf of KSDP, congratulations.
You are listening to KSDP Radio, 830 AM Sandpoint.
88.1 FM on translator K201DA, King Cove, Alaska.
to my soul, that old woman would definitely keep a tearing her lies on me. Oh, baby, ain't no lie. Oh, baby, ain't no lie. Love I'm up is bad enough. Tell me.